What's on this side of 69?
No,
I don't know. Captain, what's in this drainage in the field most probably? Out over outside that, over right on up St. John's Marsh, right on up to Jacksonville.
We're talking about some of the animals and everything. What did y'all call it? Did y'all ever use horses?
Oh. We had horses to ride, horses to plow, bull wagon.
Do you ride horses very much?
Mm-hmm. Rode the horse since I was 6 years old. Before I was 6. We went to school, 3 hours, rode 1 6-mile night and morning. Before I was 6 years old.
What'd y'all call a male horse?
What?
What'd they call a male horse?
Stud or stallion. We call them stud.
What about the females?
A mare.
And those things that you nail on his feet, what'd you call those?
That's horseshoes.
You ever play games with him?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to be pretty good at that. We didn't ever play with them. Years ago, we didn't know what horseshoes were then.
What part of the horse's feet would you nail those horseshoes on?
Well, you take the outside of the horse's foot is a hoof, you call it. And it comes down kind of like a cup all the way around, you know. And then here is what they call the frog of the foot. It's kind of like your hand there, like, see? That's, it ain't soft, but it ain't, you can stick a knife in it, or you can cut it. But that hoof, you have to use a clipper or a saw or chisel or something to cut that. They cut that out, dry it off, fire it down smooth, and make that horseshoe. You know what the river is. They didn't have to make them, you see. And they turn that foot up there and put it on there and nail right through that shoe and right on up through them hoof. They went out through the hoof and bend it over.
You ride horses, you ever fall off?
Oh yeah, I've got thrown off too, breaking them. We used to break the ride. It's a
knife. It's not good. You're talking about those animals. Did anybody ever raise sheep around here?
Raise what?
Sheep.
Sheep?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
They use them for the meat or for what?
Yeah, for the meat. The wool. Hey. Certain time of year, I don't know what time it was, we never did cool no sheep. They take them down and sell them. Pay that wool. Sell the wool. They'd sell the meat, they call that mutton.
What did they call the male sheep?
A ram.
What about the female then?
Nanny, I think. And they call her a nanny goat, a female goat, a nanny.
What did they call a male goat? You were talking about, when did y'all usually slaughter those hogs? What months of the year would you usually slaughter them in?
The hogs?
Yes.
Oh, we done always waited until kind of got cool, you know. Then kill them, hang them up in the smokehouse. We'd hang them up in the smokehouse and smoke them. We hung them up in that air until evening without cutting them up.
What months would you use to get cool enough to start those hogs
then? Well, generally about October, we'd say.
How long would you slaughter them?
Well, we'd always, what we kept, we just let it. Let's hang right in there, smoke. dry it, salt it down, some of it, and take a stick, big flat stick, and whittle it off short, a little.
Yes.
Split holes in that meat, have it cut in pieces about that long, you know, about right in hand. Salt it, good. Then stick a hole through it and hang it on that stick. And then lay the stick up on the joist up overhead, see? Let the meat hang down. I have a hook up there. You can lay that stick in, let that meat all hang down. You can either smoke it or let it stay there. It'll get dry right in there. Salt for it.
Did y'all keep chickens too?
Yeah.
What'd y'all call one that was on the nest of eggs? What'd you call her?
Sweating hen.
Did you have any, where'd you keep your chickens usually?
Well, we never let out or run loose right in the yard. But we never did right in the yard. They'd get out to the old lady's flower sometime, we'd have to run them out.